off the New York State Thruway. What will you discover?
WHUD, it's 8:46.
Hey, listen, it's Mike and Casey. Before it was a De Niro movie, though, A Bronx Tale was a play by Chaz Palminteri, who performs it tomorrow night at 8 at Ridgefield Playhouse in Connecticut.
Well, this is the original play. I mean, people who saw the movie, A Bronx Tale, more people now, because I've been doing the show for a while, but people don't realize that the show started from a one-man show. I did the movie on stage by myself in 1989. Literally, I played 18 characters. I won all these awards, and it was the thing that made me a star. It became the hottest property in the world at the time, and they offered me a lot of money, $250,000, to walk away because they wanted to write a movie about it and put a star in a role, and I refused. And then they went up to $1 million, and I still refused. And then Robert De Niro strolled into the theater 2 weeks later after I turned down the million, saw it, went crazy, loved it, said it was the greatest one-man show he's ever seen, said this will make a great movie, and as they say, the rest is history, and that's how it happened.
The rest is history. You were meant to be the star in your own show. And I've always wanted to ask you, You saw some wise guy stuff, some real serious wise guy stuff when you were just a little kid.
Yeah, well, it actually stems, Casey, from the killing that I saw. I was 9 years old, I was sitting on a stoop, and these two guys who I thought were fighting over a parking space in front of me, and one guy took out a gun, and the other guy came over to protect him, and he had a baseball bat, he was hitting his friend, and he shot him, he killed him.
I know this was back in the day when therapy wasn't as prevalent as it is today, but did you ever go to some therapy for that, or was writing the show therapy?
You know, I got to be honest with you. People said, gee, my God, you must have been traumatized. And I don't know why, but I really wasn't. I never forgot it, obviously, because I wrote about it many years later. It was always on my mind, and I never forgot that scene. And I did have a relationship with the wise guys from that. So to me, I absolutely do believe that definitely writing about it and talking about it, it became like, okay, it became like a dream now, so it's fine. Some of the guys really were in the movie. I put them in the movie, like that was Eddie Mush in the movie. That was the real Eddie Mush in the movie, And all those guys are real guys, Frankie Coffee Cake, and those were real people.
Great, good. We will break a leg. We look forward to another successful run for you. And how's your car?
My Mercedes. My Mercedes is great. I have three of them, because my wife has one, my son has one, and I have one. And, Mercedes is it's the best car in the world. I mean, I do those commercials for Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Thank you very much. So, yes, and it's a great, great car. I also want to tell you that I'm opening an Italian restaurant October 15th, 872nd Avenue, right on in Manhattan, and it's going to be called Chaz Palminteri's Restaurant Italiano. I'm going to feature my own vodka. My own vodka's out now. It's called BV Vodka, BIVI. So a lot of great things are happening.
And one of them is he's performing A Bronx Tale at Ridgefield Playhouse tomorrow night at 8.
And another is Caller 7. You have 2 free tickets.
Oh, that sounds good.
If you're free tomorrow night, give a call.
1-877-274-9483. Caller number 7, maybe you're from the Bronx or grew up there or born there or you just have an interest in that borough. 1-877-274-9483 for A Bronx Tale live with Chaz Palminteri tomorrow night, Ridgefield Playhouse. Go to RidgefieldPlayhouse.org for more.